أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصافات صفا فالزاجرات زجرا فالتاليات ذكرا إن إلهكم لواحد. In the previous surah, Surah Yasin, three main subjects were discussed: the oneness, the tawheed, the existence and the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and then about the risalat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the life of the year after. In this surah, Surah Wasafat, the same three subjects are discussed also. The Yasin started with the risalat to prove the messengerhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This surah starts proving the oneness of Allah, the existence and the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. For that, Allah Ta'ala takes three qasams. For Allah Ta'ala to take a qasam, this should rise a question in one's mind: why does Allah have to take a qasam? A person who is doubted that he's speaking the truth, we ask him to take a qasam. But Allah is the absolute truth. He is the one who makes the truth manifest. Ulama have written the reason why Allah Ta'ala takes qasam is Allah wants to convince us of what he is stating. He's taking the qasam and then he makes a statement so that we can be convinced of that statement. So three qasams which Allah Ta'ala takes: wasafati safan, qasam hai saf banne walo ki qitar hokar. Allah takes qasam of those who make their safs and proper safs in front of Allah Ta'ala. This refers basically to the malaika, that group of malaika who are standing in safs as we make our safs here. They stand in front of Allah Ta'ala ready for any command of Allah. As soon as Allah gives a command, they immediately, very eagerly, they go and fulfill that command of Allah Ta'ala. That is, as far as asbab and sabab is concerned, otherwise Allah is not even in need of the malaika to see to the functioning and the running of the world. But this is, Allah has made the system. So they are there in the presence of Allah, ready all the time, just waiting for a command to take it. فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرًا پھر ڈانتنے والوں کی جھرک جھرک کر. Then the second qasam Allah Ta'ala takes is of that group of malaika and angels who are all the time who are appointed, and their duty is to see that the wrong that is being done by the jinnat in order to stop them, in order to prevent them. And this refers particularly that up to the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jinnat used to go up to the heavens and they used to go and hear what discussions are taking place, and then they come down and inform fortune tellers, etc. They should tell them one of the truths, and then the fortune tellers used to mix 100 lies with it. So one such thing perhaps somewhere comes out to be true. Now Allah Ta'ala has made the system that these malaika are there to control that the jinnat do not come up, and they don't listen to what all the discussions are taking place in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the duty of those malaika, and Allah takes qasam of them. فَالتَّالِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا پھر پرنے والوں کی یاد کر کر. And then those people who are making tilawat and zikr of Allah. This also refers to those malaika who are continuously engaged in the zikr of Allah, making tilawat, etc. There are other tafsirs also, and more general tafsir. But basically it refers to this. After taking these three very great qasams of this great creation of Allah Ta'ala, of the malaika, then Allah makes his statement, Inna ilahakum lawahid. Beshak hakim tum sabka ek hai. Undoubtedly, your Lord, your God, your one and only deity, the one and only who sees, who has created you, who sees to every need, who nourishes and sustains you, and to whom you will return, is only one, that is only Allah Ta'ala. So we should think and ponder about this a little, that how important Tawheed is. What great qasams Allah Ta'ala took of the three different groups of the malaika, just to make it clear that the oneness of Allah. We might be taking it for granted that we have got Tawheed and we do believe believe in the oneness of Allah, but how many times we associate partners with Allah Ta'ala? For example, if commonly it happens, whether it's a family mashura, whether it's a mashura of a Darul Uloom or even of Tabligh Jamaat, and something is decided, we say that you do this. This person say, yeah, don't worry, I will sort it out. We don't, our eyes are not on Allah, that Allah help us, that we have got trust on ourselves. Or we say, you got connection with that person, please, you go and speak to him and you get it sorted out. This is also a type of shirk. And we don't even say, inshallah, that if Allah wishes. In other words, we are trusting our own connections, our own planning, our own financial status. I will take care of this. I'm rich. I've got enough money. Don't worry. Leave this to me. I will take care of it. So we make ourselves small little gods and as though we are controlling. So Tawheed is a very important subject and a person must be conscious of it all the time. Otherwise, a person can fall into types of shirk and forms of disbelief, and yet he's making namaz and he's carrying and he's outwardly very pious, dressed also as a pious person, looks at himself in the mirror, takes it for granted, I'm a very pious person, but there may be kufr and shirk lurking within a heart of a person. So we can see why Allah has taken so much in the Quran Sharif, and three great qasams Allah Ta'ala took to stress upon us the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. Who is further that Allah? Allah defines himself. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنُهُمَا وَرَبُّ الْمَشَارِقِ. رب آسمانوں کا اور زمین کا اور جو کچھ ان کے بیچ میں ہے اور رب مشرقوں کا. Allah Ta'ala is the رب, means the one who brings into existence from non-existence. He is the one who is fully in control and everything is fully in his hands and in his control. The heavens and the earth also, which Allah has created, and Allah controls it alone. And whatever is between them is also in the hands solely of Allah. And He is the Lord of the East. Allah is the Lord of everything, the East and the West. But why Allah only referred to the East? Because in the East the sun rises, life comes in the world from the East. In the West the sun sets, darkness comes. People now go to bed and are like dead now. So that is not a good quality. The other quality of coming to life, of everyone feels happy when the sun rises, etc. Therefore Allah referred only to that one side, but the other side is also included in it. And this is just as Allah Ta'ala says, بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. Goodness is in the hands of Allah, whereas evil also lies only in the hands of Allah. But Allah does not mention it, because that is disrespect to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has explained further who He is, so that we can know who our Allah is. Then Allah Ta'ala explains the system of Allah Ta'ala, especially with regard to those malaika who are seeing, who are on security, and seeing that the jinnat do not come and spy and take some words from here and go and spread it in the world. So Allah says, إِنَّ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِزِينَةٍ الْكَوَاكِبِ. ہم نے رونق دی ورلے آسمان کو ایک رونق جو تارے ہے. We have beautified that nether sky, the sky that is closest to you, with stars that we have made as a beauty in the sky, with stars that are a beauty in the sky. Any person who has got some, who can discern beauty, and when he looks up into the sky, especially when it's a clear sky, and all the stars, and any person who has some knowledge of astronomy, the Milky Way, the different types of stars, how they are set in the skies, and how beautifully they are, it just gives great, great joy to a person. So Allah has made this a great source of beauty, the sky with all the stars in the sky. And another purpose of the stars, وَحِفْزَمْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ مَارِدٍ. اور بچاؤ بنایا ہر شیطان سرکش. And we use the stars also in order to protect our secrets which we are having by us from all those evil jinnat who come and try and listen and spy what is being discussed, what is taking place. So the stars have got two purposes. One is it is a great beauty and a source of great pleasure for a person. For that a person needs taste. Otherwise we never even look up, we don't recognize the Qudrat of Allah, we don't ever feel that and understand what great beauty Allah has kept. And the same stars which we call like falling stars, they are actually being used by those malaika for zajirati zajran. And these jinnat who go and try and listen, they throw those stars, not the actual stars, but the fleshes of the stars upon these people. And then we see them as falling stars. They were actually chasing away these jinnat, these shayateen, who wanted to go and listen and find out what is happening there. La yassamma'una ila al-mala'il a'la. Sun nahi sakte upar ki majlis tak. And by this method they do not reach that gatherings of Allah Ta'ala and all the mashuras and all the discussions which are taking place, what are happening in the upper heavens, they cannot reach there and listen to what is happening. Wa yuqzafuna min kulli janib. Aur phenke jaate hai un par har taraf se. And then they are attacked with the stars and they are thrown and chased away. And they are not allowed to go there. So this security Allah Ta'ala has made there. Duhuran walahum adamu wasib. Bhagane ko aur un par maar hai hamesha ko. They are always chased away and all the time they receive this punishment. By nature, jinnat are by nature evil. They are very naughty. They want to do their things all the time. So they keep on going and keep on, and they are kept on chased, being chased away from there. And the system of the what we call falling stars, Allah uses that by which the malaika get rid of them and do not allow them to come and listen. Illa man khatifa al khatfata fa atba'ahu shihabun thaqib. Magar jo koi uchak laya chup se phir piche laga usko uske ingar chamakta. However, Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom and within His Qudrat has also left open a little leeway whereby some of them do go and hide away and they do get to listen to something or the other. So that little leeway also Allah Ta'ala has kept, but then they are also chased away, and that is with the fleshes from the stars, and they are sent back again. And they do come with something, and this then they go and make the fortune tellers hear this. And the fortune tellers and those jinnat, the shayateen themselves also mix another 100 lies with one truth. So you'll find one thing coming through. Many people who have given some forecast, whatever it may be, of a World Cup, and they say which team is going to win, for example. Or they forecast many other things on a certain day, these events will take place. Some of them do come out true. That was that one truth that the jinnat went and listened and they put into the ears of those people. But all other things are wrong. One or two things come out right, but the vast majority are wrong. We are those fortunate people who have the Quran Sharif and Allah has informed us of all these things which are happening. So we should not be influenced in the least, but by these people who make this forecast and who say what is going to happen, that the world is going to come to an end in a certain year, etc. We should not be influenced by that at all. فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ أَهُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمَّنْ خَلَقَنَا. اب پوچھ ان سے کہ کیا یہ بنانے مشکل ہے یا جتنی خلقت کے ہم نے بنائی. So Allah says, when this has come in front of you, what a great system, far beyond our imagination and capacity also. So ask them now, is this a more greater creation of Allah, or this that we have created you? You as human beings, you think you are very great and very big. You are not even like little ants in front in all our creation. You are not like a few grains of rice also in front of us. Don't think you are somebody very big and very great. Inna khalaqnahum min teen lazib. Humne hi inko banaya hai ek chipakte gaare se. It is only we that have made them, and from muddy clay. From there we have made this insan, and you are not one of our creation that you can boast so much about you. We have made you in the best of forms, but don't let it go to your head and think that you are the most superior. If you consider our whole creation and how our system is working, you will realize how insignificant you are.